The Economic Alliance presents the Gulf Coast Grow Show, recording from the Shell Studio, with your hosts, Jason Lee and Clint Aiken. Our mission is to highlight stakeholders and activities that drive the Houston Port Region's economy.
All right, and welcome to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm your host, Jason Lee, with my co-host,
Clint Aiken.
And we are here with Teresa Martinez and Ms. Kelly Gregory.
Hello.
And we are excited to have these ladies on the show today. Today's show is about women in industry. And I think it's a really great platform for us today because we have two women with two very distinctly different backgrounds doing very distinctly different things, but they have huge impact for women in the industrial and construction. We say industry, it's kind of a broad paintbrush, right? Because it captures everything happening in the refineries, all the way to things that are happening in commercial construction. And you guys are kind of involved in a little bit of both and supporting an organization that we're going to talk about today called NAWIC, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, right? That's right.
Yeah.
That's so right. We'll talk. Association for Women in Construction.
There you go. I like NAWIC. It's a little easier to get out of the mouth. So, but with that being said, we're going to dive into a little bit of the topic, but I think our audience would love to hear a little bit about your background. So who wants to go first?
I can go first.
All right. So introduce yourself a little bit.
My name is Teresa Martinez. I'm the business development manager for the Ultimate Industrial Group. I've been in sales for many years. Just one day, I was driving by a refinery and decided I wanted to sell two refineries. Didn't know what I was going to sell, how I was going to do it. Went on a job interview with Marco Tools. Marco Tools said, "Do you have any industrial background?" I said, "No." They said, "Go get 2 years and we'll hire you." So only thing job I could jump on was a hole watch, fire watch. So I climbed 250 feet in the air and lined up a cell on Sheldon Road a couple of times. So I did the grunge work there for 2 years, and then all of a sudden a soft crafts company picked me up for sales, and I found out I was real good at it. And then I got tired of the small packages.
Wait. You're not just good at it. You're phenomenal.
Oh, well, thank you.
There you go. Let's
so get it right. I didn't realize that I was good at it. So I wanted the bigger packages. I wanted to go with the mechanical. Welding was the way to go, so that's where I went. So in the meantime, I opened my own company called We Industrial Solutions. It's women in the industry, by the way. So I sell soft consumables and tools, power tools, and whatnot. I walked into the Ultimate Industrial Group, and the president of the company, Todd Rawlison, saw me. And he's known me from before. I think I did a PowerPoint presentation in front of him before. And he just looked at me, and I was trying to rent him a porta potty. And he tells me, "Are you a free agent?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Are you working for anybody?" And I said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, come talk to me in my office and let's talk. I want you to come work for the Ultimate Industrial Group." And here I am. Right. So 7 months later, I took off with their LinkedIn account. They started off with like 23 followers. In 7 months, I've got them up to 503 followers. Nice. So if you follow the LinkedIn for the Ultimate Industrial Group, that's all me. So anyway, so that's my background. I love the industry. I love sales. Love it.
So, and it's a beautiful story that we're going to tell today because I think it really might inspire some folks to understand that how many paths exist out there in the industry for women especially. And so, Kelly, why don't you share a little bit about your background? I think you have a great story
sure.
as well.
Thank you. I'm Kelly Gregory. I'm currently with the Chevron Corporation. And
you just do a few things there, right?
I've done a few things. I've been there for 22 years, so I'm coming into my 22nd anniversary. And have done a lot of things there, and starting from business, but I'm all in business, and my focus is in taking problems and opportunities and being able to develop great solutions so to make a better place to work, whether it happened to be like my current role is in workforce management in major capital projects and how to implement that out to the workforce on the projects and to help make the global projects more efficient.
Right.
But my background starts all the way from, I'm kind of an oil brat or construction industry brat with decades of family who have been in the construction industry. Starting out in New York, straight from Ireland, union workers, welders, building the World Trade Center, part of the Empire State Building, many of the very iconic construction in New York. Father and his brothers transitioned to the South sometime in the 70s and found our way here in Houston. So I went from New York to Baytown.
That's a big transition.
That's a really big, talk about diversity change. Yes, it is. But I was only about 12 at that time, but it was very influential to watch the family in construction and growing up that way. And the inspiration from my family of you could do anything. It didn't matter if you were a girl, focusing on the math and the sciences and things. And being here today kind of brought back some memories growing up in the area in Baytown. My dad worked a lot in the refineries and would permit me to come out there when they were doing shutdowns. And so it was quite influential of where my journey went.
Wow.
And yeah. So I focused in drafting and the computer-aided design, civil engineering background, and girl in the 80s having that kind of talents was kind of an anomaly. And
the unicorn
and wanting to do that and not minding to wear boots to work kind of thing and heels later. But in any case, I continued on the path and learned in the industry with Hollywood Marine, the transpiration here through the ship channel, with General Electric, the CAD/CAM technical background of what's going on in the industry and the engineering aspect. Merrill Lynch, the investment and the finance and the backgrounds of the companies of oil and gas specifically, and then came to Texaco, that's my legacy, into Chevron. And within there, I've had multiple jobs that have taken me through HR and the major capital projects and information technology and engineering technology.
You got a few degrees along the way too, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of a forever learner, and that's one of my personal goals is to continue to learn, stay relevant, and help to mentor others to do that as well.
Fantastic. And I think you couldn't equip two more diverse but dynamic in their own way, in their own right, women to be sitting on the board of an organization that's really trying to champion and tell the voice or tell the story of women in industry, because they're all over the place and they have a significant role. And I think that helps us transition a little bit into what NAWIC is.
Right.
So, and really what it's about, why it exists, and then and how, for those of us that don't see what's going on behind the scenes, but what are, you know, today's show is to really talk about some of the obstacles people face, some of the challenges, but then, you know, what things are being done to help, you know, spread that, you know, because I know for me and Clint, we both have daughters, you know, and one of the things that we're really intrigued in is, you know, it's not about saying, well, here's your path. It's saying, here's your oyster. Here's your world. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I'm excited, you know, even to share this episode with her. So that being said, who wants to talk a little about, like, kick us off with NAWIC?
We can kind of both kind of elaborate. Cool. I can tell you that it was founded in 1956.
Awesome.
By a couple of ladies in Fort Worth, Texas. They just decided there was a need for it. Needed to gather us. We needed our group, what have you. So that's how it all started.
And then the Houston chapter, and how I got involved in NAWIC, the Houston chapter was kicked off actually by my husband's grandfather.
Oh, wow.
So my husband has, his family has a construction, a mechanical contracting company here in Houston since 1946 called Gregory Edwards, Inc. And his grandfather, Mr. Gregory, influenced his female workers and the ladies in the industry at that time to go out and start a chapter. And so I thought that was very, very forward thinking back in the 50s and early 60s.
That's crazy.
For that to occur. I didn't know that story because I'm not blood Gregory and didn't grow up with the family, but learned about it a few years back and said, wow, this is a calling. I need to be part of NAWIC and having a mission of helping and supporting other women in the industry wherever we can go. And if I've got some nuggets that I can share with up-and-coming young women and letting them know that there is a place for you here, no matter what it is, whether it's in an office or whether it's in the field or in sales or finance or legal or engineering inside the field or building in the field, welding, it's there.
Yeah, we do a lot of mentoring as well. We have a mentoring program for the women, you know, because we want them to succeed. You know, don't get stuck at one level. We want you to grow and prosper in the industry. I mean, there's so many. It's so diverse now. Women are welding. Women are out there in the field with nails and hammers as well. You know, they're out there in the cranes. They're out there doing all these different things that they weren't doing before. So we try to encourage that. And we have a monthly meeting every month, the second Tuesday, and we're always encouraging women to come. Even if you're kind of interested, kind of want to know what it's all about, come on by. We welcome everybody there. How many members do you think we have right now?
It's less than 100, and it kind of fluctuates each year whether people are still supported by their companies incoming or those kinds of things. But, you know, there is a cycle. It's less than 100. I don't know the exact number.
Okay. So we know that there's a lot of organizations that are centered around workforce development. We know that we're in a time, especially in our nation, where in the past it was like, okay, where's the jobs? Now it's where's the people for the jobs?
Where are the
people for the jobs? We need people for the jobs. And so, amen to that. That's a good thing. So, with that being said, talk to me a little bit about some of the work that NAWIC's doing to help try to, I know you've explained the why behind the organization. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, some of the work that you guys are doing in the space.
Yeah, so that's a fantastic question that kind of hits me at the heart too, right? So we're living in a really good time right now, especially here in the city of Houston with the economy and where the growth is coming. We just had a gentleman, Pat Kiley with FMI, comes and speaks to give the economic outlook for the future. Specifically on the construction industry. Fantastic statistics across the industry, whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, upstream, downstream, the healthcare, where things are being built. And the number of jobs that are being brought to just Houston or across the nation in this space is just incredible. And so if someone wants a job in this type of industry, it's there, it's available. Thousands of jobs are being created all the time. The thing that I would say is, you know, numbers don't always just balance to, hey, we've got these openings and people are looking for work. You've got to be able to build your skill set to match what is being looked for, right? So we may have 100 jobs here and 100 people here that don't have positions, but they need to make sure that their skill sets are staying up to date, relevant, maybe the way that some of the work was done in the past. Technology may have changed that, so the encouragement is let's go out and learn and develop ourselves, which in NAWIC we have something that's called the professional development and education. And what we do is we promote with scholarships to those that are up and coming. Oh, wow. We're building relationship with the University of Houston Construction Management Program to make sure that they know that we're there to help support and mentor. We give scholarships each year, so those are available for that professional development, not just for college students, but also for the professionals, those experienced people that are making a shift in trying to learn the next step of what they need to in order to get those next level jobs as well.
So that's exciting. Yeah. Ongoing training, so they get scholarships for that.
Yes, and that's where our focus is within NAWIC. That's our core focus, is helping the women to grow in that professional development. So I'm the chair of the PD&E, is the Professional Development Education.
Weird.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that.
and
they have me over the recruiting.
Right, the business development recruiting, she's fantastic at. And so with our monthly general sessions, we actually have dinner together and we have short business part on the agenda to keep everybody up to date. But the majority of the agenda is focused on someone coming in where I've visited with them beforehand and we worked on, hey, this is what the community would like to hear about, right? So like I said, we kicked off this year with the economic outlook. Thank you. He does a fantastic job. Just someone to learn from a lot. February, we're having a change management, change leadership. How do you actually act through change?
Wow.
And being able to help and manage through the cycle of change. So Caroline Walker's coming to do that from the Change Corporation. Then we're doing WIC Week.
Oh, yeah. That's really exciting. We're excited about it. WIC Week is coming up.
Yeah.
WIC Week?
Yeah. It's Women in Construction Week. So, I mean, it's going to be nationwide.
Right.
So all the other organizations as well as us, or the other chapters, are doing it as well. So it's a way for us to invite you, anybody that wants to come by, and you'll have a little time with our people. I mean, there's a lot of people in our group that are great to network with. Mm-hmm. And also to come and, you know, kind of see what's going on in our little organization.
And the focus on building those relationships, right? Because, like Teresa was saying, we have this mentor, we have the mentoring program that's available within NAWIC. But these events are established so that you can continue to build those relationships and learn from each other, right? In April, as an example, we've got also set up United Corp, which is a Goldman Sachs company that's going to be coming to speak to us about the financial needs. So the thinking around that is, if you're the economy is great and you're doing good and you're building, you need to think ahead also from a personal regard of how are you, you know, your stability in finance and looking forward and getting prepared for that. Whether you're in a corporation, in a small company, mid company, or you're an entrepreneur, which I found with a lot of our futurists, I'll call them, within our organization, that a lot of them are very entrepreneurial and kicking off their own businesses, which is fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. So those are the types of things, so, you know, great question about asking how do we promote that that professional development and education.
I'm really excited. I love whenever we give away the scholarships. That's like you just brings joy to your heart. Mm-hmm. That you know that money's going to somebody that's going to succeed, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. And to get the funding for those scholarships, we do some of these events that are like fundraising through the year, and all the proceeds, we don't keep anything within the organization, we give completely back to those applicants. We have a bowling event and a Topgolf kind of event and have those fundraisers. So if you hear about any of those events from NAWIC, please come and join us. Men are permitted as guests. You just can't be members, but you can come and share. Yes.
Yeah, I was there was an event the other day, which was a women-driven event, and then they were like, she said something like, yep. Oh, and by the way, men can attend. I think our last attendance, it was, you know, we had like 10 men, but there was 300 women, and you know, in the room. And I'm like, that sounds.
Those are good odds for the guys.
Yeah, I was about to say, those are good. Okay. So I'm like sending it to my single friends. I'm like, I don't know if you know this about this organization or not.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the place we need to be.
And they have work boots. I mean, it's amazing. It's like, so they drive trucks. It's fun. No, I'm just kidding. So, but you're like, well, we actually do. We have we all have Ford F-250s. But
I saw a little picture yesterday on some social media, and it was a picture of a Gucci bag, a hard hat, and work boots. And the person had said something like that she just left some upscale luncheon and now was going to go out in the field to do a walkthrough,
awesome.
She's ready for everything. Her truck was ready to go. So.
Happens
that's
to me killer. All the time.
Yeah,
all
I thought
the time.
That was fantastic.
I always have FRCs in my car at all times.
Teresa, I just got a great idea. We need to get with Gucci and Ford and put out a Gucci Ford truck.
I'm in.
There you go.
I already told the Ultimate Industrial Group, when you get my company car, I want a Camaro fully decked out with the logo and everything. And he looked at me, he goes, how are you going to ride in all those potholes and everything in that Camaro? Like, you know, what are you going to do? I was like, oh, I guess I didn't think that far ahead of the game.
Oops.
Yeah. He goes, you'll probably get a truck just like everybody else.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, before we wrap up on this part of the show, and then we'll kick it to the second half, which is a little bit about your stories. And I think if for our audience, you're going to want to stick around and hear a little bit about the background and what makes these ladies tick, because obviously you can tell you're very passionate. But you mentioned... what would you call it?
NAWIC Week.
Women in Construction Week.
Got it. Okay, so we got WIC Week coming up. What was the dates for that?
March 1st through the 7th.
Okay, good. And you mentioned coming by. So how does that work? Somebody wants to come in and check out WIC.
If they want to come meet.
I can't even do this. WIC Week. So somebody wants to check out WIC Week.
So one of the events that we're working on right now, so the published schedule will be out there available very soon. So I know that they're
so it's a week of events.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And the committee is working on pretty much like three, maybe four that they're doing, and I would call it kind of the finality where they're doing they're looking to do a blood drive, and you're in the committee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm on the committee, yeah. So I'm on like so many committees, y'all. I just help everybody. That's just my nature.
They're looking to do a blood drive.
Yeah.
A blood drive, and then there's a social event. And so the team is solidifying things. And once that's done, I know that the, let's call it the finale, we're looking to do a casino night.
Fun.
Yeah, so you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that one.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And the ladies are so much fun. And let me tell you what, this has got to be, when I first came into this industry, I went to my first mixer and I didn't know anyone. And everybody had their own little cliques. And everybody was like standoffish and clicky, whatever, right? I went my first day to visit this organization and they accepted me. Like, they were just like sisters right away.
That's awesome.
And that's why now, like, I guess I'm a little above where I could be clicky myself now in this industry, but I don't. If I see somebody new, I always take them in.
Yeah.
And I introduce them to everybody. You know?
Well, you have to. If you're really going to create an inclusive environment that speaks to diversity and inclusiveness, you really need to then include people in what you're attempting to do.
You'll see a lot of pictures of me and Teresa at different events if you follow either one of us on LinkedIn, because
we're everywhere.
We want to help people and get people into the industry and help them out and support them. So.
It made me think of a new episode for one of our shows because you said sisterhood, and I just thought of that movie, Sisterhood of the Traveling Work Boots. Sisterhood of the Traveling Work Boots.
We might have to do a thing
on that. So, anything outside of that week and y'all's next speaking events that you have coming up? Are there any other major things you guys are doing?
Well, the national conference is coming up as well.
Okay.
It's August. I forgot the dates on that. Do you know the dates?
I don't have the exact dates.
And that's held in August. Where at?
Here, actually. It's going to be here in Houston. We're so excited because last year was in Dallas and I couldn't get away. I was so busy, you know, with work and what have you. But I'm not going to have any excuse this year, God, because they're in my town. I'm going to go see them and meet and greet and get to know these ladies, you know, where they're from, who are they with, what's going on, you know.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
And Dallas is that other town in Texas. It's in Houston this year, right? So this is the one that matters. Yeah. So the National Association is coming to Houston. It'll be here in August.
We know it would be a great idea as that National Association comes into town. I know there's a lot of activity and work that goes to trying to get into the school districts through workforce development, not only through this organization, but SEMEF and a lot of the ones that you're probably involved in. We probably need to get into the schools and let the young ladies know, right, as summertime's approaching, because it'll be during the summer if they're having an event like that. But, you know, offering up some opportunity for them to come out to that event and get exposed to that environment.
Fantastic idea. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons also that we're really passionate about creating a very strong relationship with the University of Houston.
Great.
With the construction management. Yeah. So myself and Sandy Field, who is a past president of the NAWIC Houston chapter, but also past president of the National, she and I are doing a presentation for University of Houston in February.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah. So we want to reel them in. So we're here in
this team's here to help you as well. So
thank you,
Team Clinton, Team Jason. We can open up our network to try to make that happen. We'd love to get the word out.
Fantastic.
So.
Well, with that said, actually Angela Robertson did an event in the Aldine district area.
Mm-hmm.
She got 1,000 young ladies, middle schools.
She built.
And
that's awesome.
She builds.
She builds.
That's
she
what builds. The called. She builds.
Hashtag
me,
she
sorry.
Builds.
But anyway, so Angela put this together. I mean, heart and soul, that lady. She's got a heart and soul like no other. 1,000 girls came to the auditorium out there in Aldine. And they got to see welding. They got to see all the different crafts to kind of get them out of, you know, some of their parents may be working at the supermarkets or other things like that, to let them see the other side. Because we need them. We need their workforce. We need them in our workforce.
Absolutely.
So they did that, and it was a really great event. They got hard hats. They got gloves. They got all their little PPE. And
the industry came together.
Oh, yeah.
It was incredible. The industry came together and really supported. This was the first annual hashtag SheBuilds, and so you can go out to the website and see all the success that came through that. And from what I understand, that's going to continue to grow. But the industry came in full force and supported that.
Well, and that's the thing we need people to understand is that this industry, it has the support, the need, and even the pockets to help support and get people that need opportunity to grow and support through educational scholarships and things of that nature. We just have to. I use the term make it sexy. We gotta make it where people.
Yeah.
I mean, see, right? It's got to become more attractive, but it is. It's just knowing that. But you're talking about changing people's lives.
Absolutely.
Generationally. We're talking about taking somebody whose path might, like you described, might have been working at the corner store.
Yep.
To owning their first house in their 20s, because they can go get into one of these career opportunities with support, with backing, just because those opportunities exist. And these schools are full of kids who need those shots. We just got to get the message out. So that's part of the purpose of this show and part of the purpose of your organization. So,
and with that being said, we have sponsorship levels, and we would love for anyone that's interested in helping to support NAWIC and those types of events that we do and the fundraisers and helping the scholarships and things to come forward and contact us at NAWIC for that support.
Fantastic.
Mechanical Contractors of America just got on board as a diamond level this week, so we're sweet. About to announce that, and I know that this is going to be presented later, so I can say it now in the recording.
Yeah, that was the spoiler alert.
We know it's coming. It would be if you did it today.
Weeks, yeah. Well, congratulations, that's exciting. So,
so that would be great.
Before we cut to commercial, let's. If somebody does want to contact you, you said contact NAWIC, website, information, what's the easiest way to reach out and get a hold of somebody who might be interested in sponsorship or want more information?
Fantastic. Great question.
The best way to go is to go to our website. It's NAWIC.org. And if you're in Houston, it automatically kind of funnels you to Houston. But that's where our chapter is. All of our phone numbers are on there. All of our contact information is on there. And, you know, you can find me on LinkedIn, Teresa Martinez. Right. If you want any information, feel free. I help everyone. So just give me a call.
NAWIC, that's NAWIC.org.
Right. And I'm also on LinkedIn, Kelly Gregory on LinkedIn.
Fantastic.
So awesome. We'll get you connected to the right.
Well, great. So we're going to cut to a note from our sponsors real quick. We'll come back and just hear a little bit more about your stories before we wrap up the episode.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
McCarthy Building Companies. From the Museum of Fine Arts to terminals on the Houston Ship Channel, we understand the challenges and complexities you face when building here in the Gulf Coast region. As the oldest privately held national construction company, we have a clear focus on clients, community, and collaboration. Just to give you some context, our Houston-based business does 15 to 20 projects per year. We are employee-owned with over 2,000 employees throughout the U.S. and 250 in the Houston area. For more information on McCarthy Building Companies, please visit www.mccarthy.com.
All right. Big thanks to our sponsors, McCarthy Builders. And as always, we always like to wrap up the show with a little bit more of a personal touch. And so we're going to take that time to do that. And Clint, I'll let you lead that part of the conversation.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we heard about what y'all do with NAWIC. We know about your jobs, but we want to know you, right? Because unfortunately, I think our societies, a lot of times they say, well, you're an engineer, that's who you are. And that's not who you are. That's what you do, right? That's not what makes you who you are. So we like to ask you, I mean, kind of what makes you tick? So if you can tell us, you know, a little bit of the motivation behind what drives you, maybe share some personal accomplishments, and kind of fill us in, maybe give an encouraging message to women that are trying to get in the industry or women that are currently in the industry and want to advance. And, you know, if you could just share with us on that, that'd be great. So Teresa, you want to kick it off?
Sure. Well, you know, like I said, I'm business development for the Ultimate Industrial Group. I'm very, very happy there. I really want to thank Todd Rollison, Mark McCaslin, Ernest Hernandez, and April Rollinson for the opportunity. I was really excited that I was able to bring Exxon on for them, and we are now a new fabricator for Exxon Mobil. So that's really exciting.
Hey.
We actually can take care of anywhere from Baton Rouge all the way down here to Beaumont. So those are our facilities that we can take care of. I haven't spoken to anyone just yet, but I'm working on that.
We'll get you there.
Working on there. Also, we're really, really excited. We're building a second facility, which is about three exits down from where we're at. It's going to be about 20,000 square foot. We'll be able to build all kinds of vessels and what have you. You know, we are ASME certified, RS, EU stamps, what have you. What I'd like to say as far as encouragement, I'm a woman in this industry, and I never, ever feel timid or or discouraged. You know, some days I have bad days, just like everyone else. But what I tell you, ladies, just get up every day and just keep going. There's so many no's, and there's going to be so many doors shut in your face every day. I get it every day. Trust me, all the time. And it doesn't hurt my feelings because every no, there's a yes. I might get 10 no's in one day and get one yes, and hey, I'm on fire. I've got one yes. So don't ever get discouraged. Just keep going. This industry, there's so much to do in this industry. You can do anything. If you want to be a welder, if you want to go build bridges, you want to go get on a crane, if you want to, you know, get up behind a forklift, go do it, girl. Get it. Let's do this.
I'm fired up.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm going to start over again. Yeah, there you go. That'll be great. Okay. So what makes me tick? Charging the batteries, recharging the batteries, staying balanced, right? That's really important to me. Yoga. Shooting guns.
There you go.
Right? Skeet shooting, right? But having the Kelly day and making sure that I actually, you know, make sure that I'm balanced within myself so that I can be better to whoever it is that I'm having these relationships with, you know, as a wife, as a mother. I have two sons, one that's in his early 30s, and he's in finance and he's in the industry as a cost engineer, and youngest son that just graduated high school who is kicking off his career in dentistry.
Nice.
Wow. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And he asked, how do I embed my skills of being creative and having this engineering mindset, mom, into dentistry and his technology. And so he's figured that out and he's going for that.
Wow.
But for me to be that supporter, and my husband, as I said earlier, he's an owner of a mechanical contracting company here with his family, and how do I be the best me for them as well? Which then takes it to my work, right? And I'm very passionate about the work that I do for Chevron. I have great opportunities within the company, even though I didn't think I'd be with a company longer than 5 years, coming from the Gen X generation of mm-hmm. moving around every 4 to 5 years kind of right. thing. And being there for a few decades, it's kind of strange to even say, but with the opportunities with a company like that, we're able to post out for new jobs within the corporation every couple of years, and taking advantage of that and learning and building relationships and learning from others. I've learned a lot about servant leadership. Nice. And being to give back, and while you may have a plan, learning from others and being able to support others and empower others. And so that's what makes me tick every day, and that passion for work. If it's a 40-hour work week, I feel like, okay, this is a balanced week. But if it's a 60-hour or 70-hour work week, I'm doing what needs to be done with the team so that everyone can get things done the way that they would like to get those things done. So that's just a little bit. Grateful, the people that I've mentioned, I can do what I do and focus on my own education and my own growth and give back to others without my family. You know, my husband is incredible. Yes, has a closet full of Superman cape and does things and is always there and helps every way he can. The same thing with my sons. Everybody is a very helpful family, and it goes back generations in this industry to the O'Tools, my father and the construction area there, and tying it back to encouragement to others, if some of that wasn't already encouraging, and some of my influence that I would like to pass on to others is know that there's options mm-hmm. and look out for the diversity of those options and mm-hmm. don't get hung up on media and mainstream and saying you must do this because you are so and so. Learn who you are, be okay with who you are, look at those diverse options that are out there. I encourage you to seek that. It doesn't have to be a college path. I mean, that was my path. There's trade schools, there's all types of other places for you to learn and grow and build what's going to be passionate for you. Have fun with what you're gonna do. You heard the passion from my friend over here, Teresa. That's the kind of passion that you're gonna strive for. So how are you gonna give back, think community, and it comes back to you.
That's awesome. Well, you both you ladies were awesome today. Y'all brought a lot of great content. I think you captured, we always do an attitude of gratitude, and both of you captured that in and what y'all had to share. So I'll just wrap up with mine along with Clint's. Clint, what are you grateful for as we wrap up the show today?
That's a great question. Kelly kind of hit it on the head. You know, I'm really grateful for finding your path and finding your balance, right? A lot of people will discourage you from doing things that they may see as a distraction to your life. But when you realize it's not a distraction, that helps me be the best me I can be. When you find what that is, and that's what drives you, that's what motivates you, that's what keeps you focused, run with it and go. So I'm pretty grateful that I've kind of found that path for myself. And I think I'm thankful for people like Teresa that, you know, she calls me, we talk, what, 3-4 times a week, just on and off. You know, she's kind of an accountability partner for me in the industry. So, and hopefully
Accountability buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Kind of the same for her. Kind of push her a little bit on those days when she's feeling a little bit low. She's calls me and she's like, hey, I'm kind of struggling today. I'm like, you got this. Just go. Just go. Get up. Go.
He does.
So
he
it's great having friends like that in the industry.
Nice. I'll put a twist on mine from a gratitude perspective, because I thought about this morning. Is, you know, you always hear these speeches when people win an award at work or wherever that it is that they do. They get it. They win the award and then they go on and give gratitude to all the people that wanted to support them. Mine's more of a challenge for everybody when it comes to gratitude. Is, are you winning awards at home, right? Are you winning awards there? And then would you then go and give recommendations, or would you go and, you know, if you were going to get an award at home, would you stand up in front of your kitchen counter in front of your family and say, I want to thank work for understanding that you're my priority. I want to thank work for understanding
Absolutely. That
you are the reason why I get up and go to work every day. But that's not my job. My job is my family. And it sounds like you've captured that in the essence of what you do with your family, and the same here. And I know we try to do the best at that. So that would be my thing, is be more grateful for the opportunity to go to work because of the folks that are at home, but always keep job one, number one, right? Which is the folks that we serve in our households. So, and I'm thankful that I have a wife who's puts up with me, so that's awesome.
We all are.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I'd be a mess without her. So with that being said, great show today. So thankful to have, and the work that you're doing to help really create a diverse workplace in construction with women in industry. So you guys tune in next week. We've got tons of great episodes coming up. Always, you can send us feedback there to Clint and myself.
Absolutely.
Via LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Follow us. Encourage other people to follow our show. We are an advocate and a voice for the industry. We need to let people know all the great things that are happening.
Right.
See you next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.